Oh my God, guys, we are actually back for another episode. I am so, so excited for you to hear all about my adventures on this episode of A Day in the Life of Pete. You'll hear all about my recent days out, Christmas, and my holiday that was very, very eventful. And probably so much more. So this is A Day in the Life of Pete. Thank you for tuning in. We are going to start with today. Let's start with today. So today would have been the anniversary of my nan's death, but rather than being upset, because I know she wouldn't want me to be upset, I was like, do you know what? Let's get up. Let's go to the gym. I haven't been to the gym for a while, so I thought it would be nice to get back into it and start building a routine of like going there again, because I've just been so busy. I haven't really had time to like go like for about a month. So it was nice to go back there again this morning, even though there was dramas, because I was like at the bus stop, the bus was not in service, and then I arrived 9 o'clock at the bus station, and I was like, I've got to walk to the other side. I had to run, literally run, and I walked in the class dead on time. But you know what, even though I left, my legs felt like jelly, because obviously I haven't done those sort of like exercises for a while. It was a normal feeling. I feel it was a very good start to the day. So gym tick, I'll go back again very soon and make it a regular thing, at least once or twice a week on my days off from work when I'm not working, if I've got nothing else planned, because then the whole day is free for me to not have no time limit and just get on with it. So then I can spend as much time as I want there. When I was walking back around the lake to get the bus home, there was these geese, and it brought back some happy memories, because I was like, oh my God, I used to go with my nan to feed them, because she had like a lake and stuff near where she lived. So it brought back some happy memories walking around the lake. I kept seeing two magpies, so I was like, today's gonna be a good, happy day. I mean, we'll light a candle later in memory, because she's never forgotten. She's always in my heart. But life has to go on. And she'd want me to carry on my life and be happy. So Christmas, even though I felt like I worked most of it, Christmas Day was just nice to have that family time and having fun on the karaoke, watching Christmas TV. I feel like this Christmas I didn't like eat as many like snacky items as I normally would. I feel like this year I was really good and like balanced it out, and I feel like I don't really have to, being like slim and skinny. I feel like people will probably go like, you can eat what you want, like you haven't got a diet. I mean, like, I wasn't dieting, I just feel like sometimes eating all that stuff is not good for your body. So I thought, if I limit it, I'm still eating it, but not putting loads of junk in my body. Because I feel like this year, I'm trying to eat a little bit more healthier than what I previously have done, which is a good goal to like try and stick by. I mean, I'm not saying I have to be like fully healthy every day, because I don't want to lose loads of weight and everything, but it's good to try and have more of a healthy lifestyle. Right, let's talk holidays. So I went to the Isle of Wight, and let's just say it didn't go to a good start and it didn't go to a good end, because my friend's car was playing up and wouldn't charge, and I decided to get drunk. Now, we finally got his car sorted, luckily, so we could enjoy the rest of the holiday. But yeah, I had to go and get drunk at his aunt's house, didn't I? And then I could physically not remember a thing. There was only little things I could remember, and I hated the moment of having to ask what actually happened. How did I get back? Like, I hated that. I honestly hated that. Some things he said to me was quite funny. I'm not going to say it on the podcast because it's a little bit embarrassing, and I don't want to embarrass myself on my own podcast. But the one drink issue that I will say on this podcast, which was quite a laugh, was we had no electric on the first night, but we got through it. Basically, my friend was looking over the fence. I've drunk some rosé, because I have literally stood on his deck chair thinking it was stuck in the ground. It started toppling over. And I'm like, shit. I'm going to be under this in a minute. I honestly was freaking out so much. But I was all good, all fine. Did not get injured. Was all good. That night, I was laying on a bench outside staring at the stars, and you could see them so clearly because there was no pollution. And I thought I'd started off a new hobby, but obviously I've not done that since I've come home. But there's still time. I loved cooking my pasta recipes and my good old scrambled egg in a mug. Honestly, loved doing the cooking and having some independence. People over there were so much more nicer and so much more well-mannered. I just wish people over here was the same. I mean, some people are, but not everyone. The one funny moment was I was laying on the bed and I had this thought in my head, like looking at the window, that something was going to jump up at the window, like Chucky or something. Yeah, so I was like, Chucky's coming. And my friend was like, do not mention Chucky, because he was literally shitting himself. But basically, there was one night he went to his aunt's on his own. I'm laying on the bed and it was completely dark. I had the door open and the blinds open. I'm laying there. And I was freaking out, actually. I think I scared myself, because I was like, we're in the middle of nowhere. Something's going to come in. I was literally putting myself in this, like, what do you call it? Panic, but for no reason. The one place that did actually get me emotional was when we went to Shanklin, because it made me think of my dad's aunt, because I know she loved it there. And I felt like when I was there, she was with me in, like, spirit. I know it might sound weird to some people, but I felt like she was physically there with me, even though she wasn't. Oh yeah, I nearly fell in a muddy puddle. If I actually did, it would have been like blooming Vicar of Dibley scene. Honestly. Glad it didn't happen. But the whole glamping experience is what I thought it was going to be. What I expected. Would I do it again? I don't know. But it's definitely better to go when it's muddy and stuff. I mean, I'm still scared of insects. There was one in the sink. I thought it was dead. Then it started wiggling and I was screaming my head off. My friend was laughing so much. So yeah, I'm still scared of insects. I need to still face that phobia soon. What else is there to tell? I mean, if you follow me on social media, just look at my pictures, you'll see what I got up to. Because we'll be here all day. But out of 10, I'd probably give it a good old 6. Maybe a 6.5. Not a 7. I would just like to say a massive thank you to everyone who has listened to this episode of A Day in the Life of Pete. Until the next one, love you all, have a fabulous life. Mwah.